Welcome to the Native Diamond Podcast.
Oh, shit! What you waiting for?
What the fuck is up, everyone? Seth Mick here, back at it again with a new reaction review
video.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It feels like it's been a solid almost a month since I put out my latest reaction, which is, I think, Silent Planet. It's so bad that I can't even remember it's been so long, but, you know, I've been sick as hell, and life has just been punching me in the fucking face over and over, okay? I probably got Omicron or whatever. I don't even know. But anyway, I've just been trying to work through, and here we are. So now I can feel like I can breathe again, and I can talk. And if I were to put out a video, it would have just been a whole lot of just congestion and bullshit. So thank God I feel a lot better. But yeah, I'm honestly really excited today because I get to see one of my favorite bands live today. Neck Deep is coming to Charlotte, the Fillmore, tonight. So me and my wife are going to check that out. I'm super stoked. I haven't been to like a Neck Deep headliner show ever. I've only seen them at like Warped Tours, so I've only seen like a 30-minute set. Boston Manor is going with them, and I'm super stoked that I get to see this band tonight. But right now, I want to react to the new Eskimo Callboy, Pump It. Eskimo Callboy, super... I don't know if they're always just kind of like f***ing around or like joking or whatever. The appeal is it's just more comical, but, you know, the songs are actually pretty good, so... They, you know, usually have interesting music videos, and I feel like the people that are gonna watch this are probably gonna get a kick out of it. Let's go check it out. I have nothing else, no more like really like loose talk, nothing small to talk about anymore. So let's just jump into this thing. Of course, you're gonna want to stick around because we're gonna leave a comment of our own, and also check out the comments
down below.
3, 2, 1. A little synth. Oof. Whole lot of butt cheeks. Ooh. It's like always 80s themed. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, let's go. I gotta turn this up. At least they're having fun with it. It's always like a bunch of butt cheeks in his videos. Ooh. Deep squats. Ooh. I fuck with this though. Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Oh. Heavy in all the right ways. And not the weights. See what I did? Oh man. This chorus is... This is hard to take it serious with the video. Fuck. Are we gonna get a dope breakdown right now? Is that what's going on?
Pump it.
And if you feel like your body's giving up, you gotta get the pain that you pump it harder. This is kinda nasty though. Woo! Oh! Yes! Let's go! Oh, I love it. Oh, I love that guitar tone. Yes! Oh! Oh, that was fucking... That's great. Oh, that was it! Banger. Banger! Is there not a dislike to this? Are you serious? Well, I don't know. Are they not showing dislikes anymore? I don't know. I haven't been on YouTube in a long time. This is kind of embarrassing. This music video, Pump It, has 1.5 million views. The likes, I can't see the dislikes apparently anymore, but we're at 110,000 likes. So obviously they're doing something right with Pump It here. Yo, I'm finna leave a comment real quick. Arguably the best comment I've ever left behind on a video. All right, let's check it out. Whole lot of butt cheeks and my own cheeks smiled to this video. Sick breakdown. Keep pumping out videos. You see what I did? The pumping. But serious though, the 80s theme just seems like the thing that they're just gonna keep going with. That like 80s synth club mixed with the death metal, you know. I love it. I fuck with it. The deathcore breakdowns, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know. These genres just get confusing. All I can say is that it's arguably really catchy. I just say that because you're just kind of like going for it because you're going in between like a super heavy, like screaming, heavy, you know, drop tune breakdown stuff. And then you're going into this like kind of 80s poppy synth kind of thing. But even though it feels like they shouldn't mesh or go together or whatever, they do. And I think that's really cool that Eskimo Callboy can achieve that in their songs. Other bands blend it a little bit more. They're just a little bit more just like, here it is what we got. Hope you like it. Let's go and read these comments. I'm, you know, really curious to see like what other people are gonna say. And a lot of these comments are obviously in a different language. So we're just gonna try to do what we can here. Nick Nocturnal saying, best workout track ever made. And I feel like to the homies out there that actually like work out, they're gonna love this, okay? You got the breakdowns, you got the 80s vibe, you got the sweatbands and the Gold's Gym tank top. Like, let's go. Let's go lift some weights. Let's shred it, brah. Let's go take our fucking protein powders and it's gonna smell like terrible farts up in here. Next comment. Laughed my ass off with the running in place drummer. He always gets me with these videos, each of them being so much to these videos. Here's to watching this one 20 times in a row, just like the rest. So I'm getting the vibe that, you know, they're getting so many views, but they're getting a lot of playback views. They're getting a lot of like replay value. So it's always good to hear. You know, some songs I listen to, they're only good for like one take. So it's really cool that, you know, these people are like coming back for more, so to speak. I fucking died laughing at the guitar made of a weight. That was a good one. Solid. I feel like there's a lot of creativity like involved in these videos. Like, they're just not totally generic. They're playing in a warehouse with water and that whole fucking bullshit. It's just nice that, you know, you're getting people that are just like trying to be funny and like just entertaining. That's the word I'm looking for. Entertaining. I feel like we slip away from that in so many ways. I feel like, as you know, I'm not saying like I'm a fucking famous musician, but you know, musicians in general kind of fall away from the fact that, hey, this is the entertainment industry and that we are trying to entertain. Seeing the same shit over and over is just not entertainment to me. So it's very nice to see something a little bit different. Can we all just take a moment to appreciate the talent and energy that Eskimo Callboy put into their music? As a child of the 80s and 90s, I can relate to every aspect of this epic video. That's interesting that someone from the 80s, 90s is actually checking out Eskimo Callboy and that there's some kind of an appeal there for them. Let's read a couple more before I head out. I listened to the song more than 100 times in 3 days. Each of your songs is just a top maximum charge. I want to shake my head without stopping, blow the dance floor to it. We're waiting in Belarus to blow this dance floor with you. This is just a super song. Guys, you are the best. I don't know if it's like my favorite thing in the world, I'm not gonna lie. Do I keep coming back for more? Yes. The appeal for me is more of the music videos as opposed to like the music. But I think like, I don't know, this kind of like could talk me into seeing a live show. If a live show is like somewhat comparable to like this, their music videos, I don't know, we'll see. But you know, would I just play Eskimo Callboy in the car? I don't know, probably not. Just to be real with you guys, I feel like for the most part I'm always looking for something a little bit more serial. I don't know why, I just like the super serial stuff. But this is good. It's good to unwind, and it's good to see a video like this, honestly. So I'm not shitting on it at all. All right, let's read this comment. Can't tell if this is a really good song for the gym or a really good song for the bedroom. Maybe both. Edit. So after finally watching this, definitely about bonking as well as working out. I feel like we kind of strayed away from that whole connotation, meaning like kind of the double meaning here, the double entendre. The pump it with the working out, and I feel like that's kind of how they did it without being too cheesy and making it too sexual. So I feel like both things were achieved here, although it wasn't too much of one or the other. So it gets two buns up. How about that? Let's just skim through some. Legendary, good one. These guys don't disappoint. Gotta love them. They don't disappoint. Honestly, they don't. They're a good band. All right, new 24/7 gym track, confirmed. This is nothing short of a masterpiece. You guys are truly fantastic, keep it up. I like it, why not? I wouldn't call it a masterpiece, so actually I'm gonna take my thumb up back. How about that? Yeah, the fucking drummer was definitely the MVP, the running in place. That was great. I love the fucking, the weight guitar thing. All around, it's just fucking funny. The sweatbands, the mustaches, the, you know, perversion. It's all great, right? I want to just read one more before we get out of here.
No, that's just not good enough. That's not good enough.
All right, it's another shout out to the drummer. Let's just give the drummer some on this one, right? The drummer always gets me in every single video that you guys do. Laugh my fucking ass off. That is so true. Like, the drummer definitely makes it, and he's definitely the backbone, and I love his sense of humor. So, guys, it's been fun. It's been fun coming back and doing another reaction review. I know it's been a minute. I know it's probably not as long as other ones I've done, okay? But you know what? I'm slowly trying to get back in the groove here. But I do want to say this before I head out. We are doing a lot on Twitch. So on Twitch, I'm playing a lot of games with my boys, my friends, and the commentary is there. Come hang out. Watch us play Call of Duty Vanguard. I'm going to be playing the new Halo. There's a lot of new games out here that we're trying to try out. Let's just say that we're jumping into a season 2 of the podcast, which is also going to tackle video games and stuff like that. Like, we try to stream here. So if you want to check that out, Twitch, Native DMND, okay? Native Diamond on Twitch, playing games, listening to music, probably listening to Eskimo Callboy, who knows? If you enjoyed the video, please like the video, hit subscribe, ring that shit, and you know the rest. You don't want to miss out on any future videos because I don't even know when I'm gonna drop another one, all right? But thank you all for watching, and thank you guys for always supporting me through thick and thin. I really do appreciate it. I'm always gonna try to do this when I can. Nothing but love. Until I see you guys on a future video, shine on.
Hell yeah.